now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, the cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
We are heading into the kitchen this week with a special reproduction kitchen done by author James M. Krause, who we spoke to a little while ago. He's the guy behind a wonderful book all about bachelor pad cooking. We'll talk more about that really soon and how you can make your kitchen look absolutely spectacular. So we're going to be doing a little bit of home renovation this week on the Cocktail Nation. Got some sad news on Mickey Rooney, who we spoke about last week, who just recently passed, and what a mess his estate is, and how his life hasn't been exactly charmed over the last 10 or so years. Plus news on my Cocktail Nation book number 2, which is coming out soon. I'll let you know more about that. And how about this? Something like 5 miles of cars from the 1930s and 1940s have recently been discovered. They're not in the best shape. But I'll tell you what, though, if you love doing up cars, you'll absolutely love this. The Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, as we kick it off this week with J.R. Spencer and the CD that he sent me just recently, some beautiful piano music. This is called Blue Gardenia on the Cocktail Nation.
This is the Cocktail Nation, thanks to Ultraswank.net.
At first they laughed and called us fools. They said our love won't last too long. They tried and tried so hard to keep us apart, but by and by be you and I, we prove them wrong. And kiss by kiss, our love goes on. Touch after touch. it grows so strong. They said our love was blind, but now they've changed their minds. 'Cause baby, you and I, we proved them wrong. It grows so strong. They said our love was blind, but now they change their minds. 'Cause baby, you and I, we prove them wrong. We prove them wrong. We prove them wrong.
Cocktonation, Julie London, we've proved them wrong. Now, a lot of Cocktonation listeners just love doing up homes. Perhaps a nice mid-century modern home in Palm Springs that you picked up for a song, everything is perfect except for the kitchen that they've completely ruined, which is so very, very common in old homes and apartments, sadly. Most people tend to gut them straight away. This week on the show, I'm joined by a friend of the Cocktonation, James M. Krause, author of Jet Age Cooking for the Bachelor Pad Gourmet. So tell me, this kitchen is reproduction or original parts?
Well, it's a little bit of both. That actually started after I came out with the cookbook. I was looking right before it was released. It'd be nice to have a picture of me standing in a period kitchen.
Mm.
And I couldn't find one. I couldn't find a stock picture that looked right. And I started looking at my own kitchen. I thought, you know, with a few changes, I could make my kitchen into a 60s kitchen.
Yeah.
The kitchen I have actually was built in 1974. And between 64, let's say, and 74, appliances really didn't change that much, if at all, because I remember the stove my parents got in 1965 was the very top of the line at the time. It had a bottom oven, a top oven, and it almost looked like a slightly different version of what I've got. So I thought, you know, I'll make a few changes here, and I'll bring this back to a decade.
Yeah.
64. So I ended up sending out parts of the stove, which was all white, to a porcelainizer in the state of Missouri. And he redid the door in the right period shade of turquoise, which was the most popular color in the U.S. for appliances in the mid-60s until it was taken over by that brownish copper tone. And then I had the dishwasher front panel done by a local body shop because that was just regular enamel.
Mm.
Then I replaced all the hardware with chrome, which again was the big finish in the 60s. They had the cabinets painted pure white. And then that was about all it needed. And then I think, as I mentioned to you, when you looked into the dining room, everything was correct except the light fixture. The chandelier was too new.
Yeah.
So I found one. It was designed in 64, looked just right. I ordered it, came in from Denmark, I put it in, and then no more than 2 weeks later, I was watching on Her Majesty's Secret Service, which I like to watch. You know, I call it the Christmas Bond movie because it takes place over Christmas.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, I'd never noticed it before, in Bond's room when he snuck into Blofeld's lair, there was the same lamp. And he even looks at it and it runs his hand through it to look for a hidden microphone. So that was very exciting.
That's fantastic. Well, look, from the photos that you posted to me, it looks marvelous and interesting to talk to somebody who's actually done this, because a lot of people often thought themselves, I'd like to, you know, I've done this part of the house and I've got this vintage furniture, but the kitchen is just not right. And it's very difficult, even if you buy an old home or an old apartment. Majority of the time, the kitchen's gone. It's been completely gutted. It's a little bit like classic cars. If you find a classic car that has an original radio in it, well, you've struck gold, because most people have ripped the radios at some point. You know.
Well, because so many people, they, and they often will have to enlarge the hole, and then they cut the door panels all up to put big, ugly speakers in.
Exactly. But just to find an original place with an original kitchen is certainly hard. So for most of us, you know, if you're into that, you've got to go the reproduction or manage to source the parts. Sounds like you've done a bit of the best of both worlds, James.
Okay. And the other thing that I did, it was replace the cutting board, the knife block, all the wood stuff that had been maple. I changed to walnut because in the mid-60s, the big woods were walnut or teak,
right.
The darker woods.
Mm-hmm.
In the 50s, it was lighter, and in the 70s, it went back to the lighter, like oak and whatnot.
Yeah. Well, you've done a marvelous job, that's for sure. Good to talk to you. Thanks again for your time. I really appreciate it. We'll chat again soon.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. Thank you.
Okay, see you, James. Bye-bye.
Hi. Bye.
Thank you. Hello, baby.
The Cocktail Nation.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper and Grace Knight. You'd be so nice to come home to. A little while ago, I was talking about how I was working on Cocktail Nation book number 2, the interviews. Well, it's finally all done. The cover is up and ready to go, and we're literally at the print stage. So it should be out probably by about a month's time, which is just fantastic. We'll have it in paperback and, of course, as an e-book download. And we've got some great guests on this. If you've been a regular listener of the Cocktail Nation, you probably would have heard these interviews. Maybe you might have missed them. You can read about them. You can keep them. And they are a great reference. We've got Erwin Chusid on Esquivel. Nick Kamara from Tiki Magazine. El Gato Gomez, the artist. Alison Martino talking about Los Angeles in the past. DJ Bonebreak. Jay Brooks from Clouseau. Jack Crosley talking about orchestral pop, an interview we did a couple of years ago. We've got Nutty, Jimmy Borges, Morris Diamond, Laurie Allen, Spyfy with Tom Tremolo. We spoke to Nicholas Lemansky, who wrote a book about Emma Sumac. This is a wonderful interview to check out. Spencer Thompson talking about his father, Bob Thompson, Mr. Ho's orchestrotica. Going back to the 90s with Cocktail Angst. Lee Hale, who of course was the producer of the Dean Martin TV show, musical director. John Penniman on Penniman Hats. Vic Flick, a good friend of the Cocktail Nation. So some great interviews. We'll be letting you know when that is officially out. It's going to be out through Bear Manor Media, and I'm so proud to have book number 2 on the shelves. Don't know whether I'll attempt another one. It's a lot of hard work, but it's great to have it back out there again. Here's Jackie Gleason and Darn That Dream on the Cocktail Nation.
Cooper, the man voted by his high school classmates as most likely to become Lounge Lothario DJ.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, John Coltrane, and Blue Train. It's all thanks to ultraswank.net. Now, news of a car scrapyard, which has been closed since 1953, and they're finally selling the treasure trove. And the difference between a treasure trove and a scrapyard may be just good marketing. How else to explain the interest generated by an Oklahoma man who closed his junkyard over a zoning dispute in 1953, protected it like Fort Knox, until his death. And very soon, his cachet of 250 cars from the first half of the 20th century will go to auction. And within all that broken down metal and rust, there are a few true rarities. All the cars were kept, and he never sold any cars, which is pretty amazing in this junkyard. His grandson built a few sheds to protect some of the stash from the weather. But then Jordan died in 2004. His widow tried to sell some of them individually, but some of those deals fell through, so the family decided to go to auction. And there are some incredible cars here. It's going to auction June 7. We've got links on my website, www.cocktailnation.net. You can read this story in full in the News of the World tab. Remember growing up, there was a similar type of car yard not far from where I lived, and all my friends knew about it. We used to stick our heads through the wire and stare at some of these incredible cars. There were rare Chevrolets and Cadillacs and you name it, it was there. One day the gates were actually open. We decided to wander in and have a look, and then a guy turned up with a big stick and a dog and was in the process of chasing us out. So we said, look, we don't want to steal any parts. Obviously, he'd had problems with this in the past. We said we just wanted to have a look. And he said, all right, you can have a look, but no touching. So we had a look, and it was just absolutely spectacular. I don't know what happened to these cars, but at the time, there must have been about 15 or so cars just sitting in this vacant lot that was protected like Fort Knox. It was just incredible. It's amazing what people keep, isn't it? Here's Rhonda Birchmore and Blue Moon on the Cocktail Nation.
Nation, music of your life.
Cocktail Nation, thanks to ultraswank.net. And a great song there from Bennett and Basie, April in Paris. Follow up to the story that we brought you on the death of Mickey Rooney just last week. Turns out Rooney's trust didn't have a dime. They owed back taxes to the IRS and the State Franchise Tax Board. He was estranged from most of his 9 children and separated from his wife. He had disinherited everyone except one stepson, according to a will filed along with court papers that showed assets of just $18,000. Even in death, Rooney's troubles weren't over. 2 feuding factions of his family were in court just recently because they couldn't agree on what was to be done with his remains. And the judge ruled that no one can claim his body from the mortuary until the squabble is resolved. We'll keep an eye on this one for you. But a very sad ending to Mickey Rooney's charmed life. Time for a look at the world of swank now, thanks to TikiDelights.com, the Pacific Northwest Polynesian Pop Extravaganza, July 11, the Red Lion Hotel in Vancouver at the Quay. Friday, June 6, it's Louis Prima Jr. and The Witnesses with the official album release of Blow. Mojave Oasis coming up April 11. Saturday, May the 10th, Tikiaki 5-0, live in Palm Springs. Every Thursday, Otto's Grotto. This is over at Forbidden Island, Alameda. DJ Baz playing Wednesdays, 8 p.m. till midnight, over at 369 North Palm Canyon Drive, downtown Palm Springs. The Leica Lyman Group, May 17th at Tiki Caliente. Various gigs for the Martini Kings at the Tonga Hut in Palm Springs. We've got them through May through to August at this stage. And you can check out these details online, cocktailnation.net. And the Hooky Lau finishing up June 11, the final Aloha in Fort Lauderdale. For these gigs and many more, simply head over to the website, cocktailnation.net, Water Swank Gig Guide. And certainly if you've got some gigs, we'd love to hear from you. Email thecocktailnation@gmail.com. You can find all the links to contacting the show too via our various social media in the Contact the Show tab of our website, cocktailnation.net. Here's Ray Anthony with the Peter Gunn Suite on the Cocktail Nation.
The Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper, the man who has been rejected from numerous Islamic countries for being too good looking. Cooper on the Cocktail Nation.
James Morrison on the Cocktail Nation with the Master Plan. And the plan is next week we're going to be talking about the TV show Mannix. Do you remember that TV show? What a fabulous, fabulous show. And fortunately, nowadays, is available on DVD, as many shows are. So if you might have missed it or vaguely just remember it, you can certainly check it out. We'll talk to an author of a book all about the TV show Mannix. That's all coming up next week on the Cocktail Nation. Going to leave you with Hans Karl and Blue Scooter. Stay up.